MEOTA, the really cold spell has eased off, but will return. The highway sanding truck made a loop through the village to make the streets safer and easier to stop at stop signs. The second waterline break was on Main Street, not First Avenue. The bridge players held their Christmas party in the Pioneer Hall Deck Point 3. They had one game in the morning followed by a catered lunch and another game in the afternoon. There were five tables out for the day. First in Section A during the first games were Jean Laws and Fraser Glenn. Second were Lucille and Bernard Gregoire. Third were Margaret Dyke and Dave Cregan and fourth Joanne and Rudy Weens. First in Section B were Lucille and Bernard Gregoire followed by Joanne and Rudy Weens. Results in the second round of games were Section A Jean Laws and Fraser Glenn first, Maureen Campbell and Eric Culbeck second, Catriona Winterholt and Donna Sherman third, Margaret Dyke and Dave Cregan fourth. Section B, Anne Crozier and Linda Ard first, Linda Ard and Albert Blaise second. There is no bridge this week as too many folks will be away. Norwegian Whist was played at the Dew Drop in December 9th with top score going to Eric Culbeck, second Albert Heise and third Arlene Walker. Gail Hilderman held high in the table of three playing canasta. Aaron Pinsman of the Kindersley area has been awarded the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Medal for her contribution in education. Aaron is principal at Westcliff Composite School in Marengo. The presentation of this medal signifies the exceptional work that has been and continues to be done, valued and appreciated. Aaron is the daughter of Autumn and the late Ted Fee of the Leoville area. We send out our congratulations to Aaron. The regular meeting of the Dew Drop Inn was held December 9th with Eric Culbeck as chairman. A report of the Christmas supper indicated 39 people turned out and had a pleasant evening. The entertainment by Keegan Isaac from Prince was outstanding and the piano playing for carol singing by Retta Rose from Battleford was also tops. Linda reported get well cards were sent to Ari Breeshuten and birthday cards to Rose Delaney, Linda Ard, Eric Culbeck and Lorna Pearson. A phone call was made to Eileen and Giles Brew and a get-well card will be sent to Laurie Ward. Upgrading needed in various areas of the hall and was discussed. A motion was passed to buy 25 new chairs, with prices to be checked out by Albert Heise. Information will be sought for replacing backs and seats on the chairs that otherwise are still in good shape. New cards will be purchased for canasta. Vivianne Lesko thanked those responsible for the decorating that was done to make the hall so Christmassy. Vivianne has films to show in January, with the tentative date of Jan.16. At 1:30 p.m. the building insurance will be renewed. The next regular meeting is set for January 13th. Miota Grand Slam of Curling, submitted by Derek Welford. This week of Miota Grand Slam of Curling featured seven games of thrilling shot-making and the debut of five new teams to the league, raising the competitive bar even higher. Tuesday night marked the return of the Silver Broom defending de Montarnel rink up against the Gil Cadran rink. Skipping in relief, Karen McCaffrey kept it close to the final eighth end, but it was Cadran that came out with the win by a 6-4 score. On the featured sheet, Team Schmidt defector Colin Sharp led his new squad with a season-opening debut win over Cherrell Cadran 7-4. Kyle Doom, leading a new team into this season of Jordan Sitter, Brianne Stevenson and Kyla Custer started the season on the right foot with a commanding 9-4 victory over the newcomer Randy Sharp rink. Thursday night had the Kirsten Brew rink narrowly escape with a 9-7 win over a Ray Humminy-led Tate rink. The Metanota Alliance captained by Dean Mensa made their debut against the Welford rink. Strategy that was developed in the heart of Rockhaven proved to be not enough, as the Mensa team skipped by Lonnie Om were defeated 11-3 by Welford. The Schmidt and Bicote rinks battled it out to the final end but finished in a 6-6 tie. Zane Lacoussière defeated Wanda Weber 9-2 as they moved to 1-1 on the season. The first featured curler of the week is rookie Tyler Clark. Clark, who plays third for the Colin Sharp rink, is well known for his inherited ability to throw darts off the ice. It came as no surprise that he could transfer that skill to the curling sheet with a display of exceptional draw weight and pinpoint precision around the 4 foot. Clark played an immense role in Sharp's season opening win. The Miota Curling Club hosted their first Sterling Spiel on Saturday that had 12 teams partake. In Pool A, Randy Sharp and Mark McNinch went a perfect 3-0, defeating Pat Bicot and Robert Streeta-Mont in their final game. In Pool B, Gil and Susan Cadron went unbeaten, as well as Ian and Matt Walker. Going to a draw to the button tiebreaker, Cadron hit the 4-foot to win,